And this afternoon in our service, we are privileged and we are blessed to have our daddy in the house. He's a servant of God, an apostle by calling. He happens to be the current general secretary of the Apostolic Church. Oh, can I hear a mighty shout offering unto the Lord for this privilege as we receive the ministration of Apostle Dr. Daniel Kisi Badum. Put your hands together for the Lord as we receive the servant of the Lord to give us the word of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I thank the MC for all the accolades expressed on my behalf. They are all very good. They are all good. But there's one I like very much. The village pastor. I think I had been the longest served minister in the hinterlands of the church. Spent over 12 years in the villages. When I talk about village, I'm not talking about how the guns or people in Accra see Nsawam and they say Nsawam is a village. When I say a village, I'm talking about typical Ghanaian village. That's where I had most of my ministry. And I thank God for that. This afternoon, I'll be talking about mounting up with wings as an eagle. Choose my text from Isaiah 40, verse 31. You know, I thank God does a lot of things of which man, the idea, our mind cannot comprehend it. Why should a whole human being landed with a highest IQ, that's intelligent quotient than any creature on earth, be asked by God to mount out wings as a bird, an eagle? Why? These are some of the things that God does of which human mind cannot understand it. At times, the Bible will tell you to go and take advice from the ant, a human being, a learned man, but then say to go to the ant. That's God. That means what God is. The phrase, mount up wings like eagles, is found at the end of Isaiah 40, 31. Mount out wings like eagles. When it comes to the tail end of Isaiah 40, verse 31, that's why you have that statement. So when you read all, it says, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. The cross there is those who wait upon the Lord, those who sit under the feet of the Lord, those who absorb the word of the Lord into their system, into their bones, into their sinews, into their blood, into their soul, into their whole body. They will never get weary nor faint. They will renew their strength and they will mount up wings like an eagle. We see, when you look at this background, why should this phrase even come into the Bible? Or why should Isaiah say that? You know, it came to a time when the nation Israel, when you say Israel, Israel is a nation that has been ordained and allotted and recognized by God, whether you like it or not. Israel is the only nation here on earth that has a great connection with God. And this nation, it came to a time when they were dejected. They were downtrodden. They suffered periods of great distress under the governance of oppressive Assyrian governance. The Assyrians invaded and conquered all lands, making up the state of Israel. Israel had nearly given up hope, thinking God had abandoned them. Then Isaiah the prophet came in order to encourage them, to give them hope, told them that, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This was the commendation which came from Isaiah to the land of Israel, to the nation of Israel, reading from Isaiah 27 to 31. And just at the tail end of 31, we had that statement, mount up wings like an eagle. Now, when you go to the old Hebrew culture, they regarded eagles as mighty warriors. And that they got to know that eagles also cared fiercely for their young ones. The eagle can carry their eaglets to safety away from threats of predators and intruders. Eagles are known for their strength and courage. This bird, the eagle, they are known for their strength and courage. It says, in dangers and in turbulent weather, eagles can fly above storms, soaring high to safety. So the Lord this afternoon wants us to mount out wings like eagles so that we can fly higher up over storms, challenges, and problems. The prophet Isaiah uses wings of an eagle the same way to portray the great characteristics of eagles to people who remain faithful to God and look forward to their heavenly reward. Now, we have the two words there, mount up, which is translated in Hebrew as Allah. Say after me, Allah. No, someone saying Allah. I don't want to hear Allah. I want Allah. It's a Hebrew word, which means to go up. That's to ascend, to go up over boundaries, to scale over mountains, to fly higher up. The Latin word says ad astra per aspernum. That's to the stars through the moon. You move and move higher up. When you mount up wings like an eagle, that's what the Lord wants his people to be. So he say Allah, to ascend, to scale over mountains, to fly over, get into the topest most of the topest, to the apex above apex. That's what the Lord wants his children to be. Now the two words, mount up, as I've already said, is translated in Hebrew as Allah, which means to go up. As I therefore communicate the promise that God will provide renewed strength and courage to overcome all obstacles. So this afternoon, what I'm saying, that when you mount up wings like an eagle, you overcome all problems. You overcome all challenges. And you'll be able to soar high up. And then another word is mount up like an eagle. God does not want his church to be in the valley or at the tail end. When we say church, we are not talking about their burdens. We are talking about individuals here. So what I'm telling you, that God doesn't want each and every one of you to be in the valley. God wants you to stick your head up and be at the top. And you can do that by mounting up wings like an eagle. Now, this really proves that God leads those who wait upon him to safety. If you wait upon the Lord, he will leave you unto safety. You will never faint and you will never wear down. We can see two key words in verse 31. Of Isaiah 40. That's wait upon the Lord. And then the eagle. When you say wait upon the Lord, it means people who sit under the feet of God to listen to the word of God. People who pray, they can overcome all problems. And people who also mount up wings like an eagle, they can fly higher up. So the whole thing is you have to sit and expect something from God. They are the people who should renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You have to be a high flyer. Now, the nation of Israel uses eagle too much in a lot of their proverbs because it has got some characteristics. And some of these characteristics we want all of us to also think about them. So that when you mount up wings like an eagle, you can fly higher up and be at the top, at the apex. When there's a stronghold, you can pass through. When there are challenges, you can swear them. When you meet mountains, you scale over and you always be at the top. Now, one of the characteristics of the eagle is that it lives long with a lifespan of 120 years. This means someone who waits upon the Lord, that is praying continually, will never die young. I say it again. If we're able to mount up wings like an eagle, then it means your lifestyle and your spiritual undertone, everything that you do will become just like the eagle. And the eagle can live at a lifespan of 120 years. That means if you stay under the feet of Jesus Christ and you continually pray, nobody can kill you young. You will never die young. I tell you, you will live to see what God has for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I will never die. Nobody can kill me until the time when I say, yes, I'm ready to die. If not, I will continue to live and live and live and live and live to the glory of God. Even Jesus Christ on the cross, the Bible says on that ninth hour, he himself released his spirit. If Jesus Christ will say release his spirit, until the time that I release myself, no power can kill me. You know, when we talk about certain things and at times we want to behave like we are from the Western world. When you go to the Western world and you talk there, you tell the white man about witches and wizards, how they operate, they will ask you a lot of questions. But in Africa, it's working. And they are doing a whole lot of things. This afternoon, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus Christ, none of you here will die young. We shall mount up wings like an eagle, and then we continue to live. Probably at 10, 120 years in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Gideon at age 85 was climbing mountains. He couldn't get old. He wasn't old. Even at the age of 85, Gideon was climbing mountains. The same way we should also mount up wings like an eagle. And at age 85, we shall start what? Climbing mountains. Because we are going to sit under the power and ocean of the Holy Spirit. And that will get into our system to extend that no power can kill us until the time that when we are ready to die. It lives long with a lifespan of 120 years. Number two, another character of the eagle. The average weight of the eagle is 4 kilograms, but it can carry on its wing a weight of 20 kilograms. The whole weight, 4 kilograms, but it can carry on its wings a weight of 20 grams. No, this proves that your size, I say your size, has nothing to do with what God wants to do with you. Your size. Whether you are tall or you are short, whether you are beautiful, handsome or not, that hasn't got anything to do with what God has prepared for you. So this afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever God has proposed in your life shall come into true. In the name of Jesus. The eagle weighs only 4 kilograms, but can carry 20 kilograms. No matter your degree, the level of your educational background, what God has purposed for you shall surely come into pass. Another character. The eagle does not cry like other birds. The eagle will never cry like the other birds. It doesn't complain. The eagle is always quiet, taking plans, thinking ahead. If we're here and you start crying, talking and complaining, no, you cry and complain to the extent that people will not even listen to you. When you complain too much, it becomes a song. And as you continue singing, the melody in the song also evades, and nobody will listen to you again. You don't have to complain. Whilst other birds in the leaves are chirping and singing and hopping from one place, the eagle will be there on the tree, perched silently. It wouldn't complain. Don't complain. What is needed is for you to pray. You don't have to complain. We are complaining to everybody that's got a problem. Whom are you complaining to? If you have any complaint, we'll tell it to Jesus Christ. That's all. That's the eagle. It doesn't cry. So stop complaining in the family. Stop complaining in the church. Stop complaining at school. Number four. The eagle heads toward the sun when pursued by an enemy. When the eagle is being pursued by an enemy, it faces the direction of the sun and it flies towards that. It has got a very strong eyes that can look into the sun. So the one pursuing it cannot look into the sun, and as such, it retreats. It should be somebody who is very strong, have very sharp eyes. We can pass through any dangers, any place we can go, very prayerful. And then you radiate the spiritual powers of the Holy Spirit. And people who pursue you at night will run away. Some people wake up early in the morning and they become docile. They become intimidated. And they will say that this night I was chased by somebody. And so what? If you are very, very strong. If you are very, very strong, those who pursue you will just retreat and go. They will leave you. That is the eagle. It has very sharp eyes. His eyes are 8 times sharper than man. You have to look critically at things very well. You have to look at things, look at it very well. And then the one thing is that it lives on the highest branch of the tallest trees and on the highest mountains. Over there, no one can harass it. The eagle always wants to be on top of the highest mountain on which we have the tallest tree and will perch on the tallest branch. Who can go there? This one, let me tell you. My provost at school had 3 doctorate degrees, 5 masters, and then 6 first degrees. As for diploma, plenty. And he was the provost. No, you see, with all these qualifications, who will come and displace him? You are only having only one. You are having only one. That man has 6. You can never what? Displace me. He's occupied the highest position of the seminary as the provost. People tried all means to get me out, but because of his qualification, they come and they swerve. I'm challenging you this afternoon. This afternoon. You have 1 degree. Pursue to 2. When you get 2, go to 3. You have your master's. Good. Only one. You've not done enough. Try and get your doctorate. You've got the doctorate? No, it's nothing. Get 2. And then when you occupy the tallest tree, nobody can displace you. That's the eagle. It's always on top. Hallelujah. God expects you to fly over mountains in order to conquer strongholds. When you have the wings, like the eagle, you are always on top. And any stronghold that comes your way, we can go over it. Now, I would like us to talk about some strongholds. There are plenty, but we talk about only 5, and then we move into prayer. These strongholds, if we're able to overcome them, will be a turning point in your life. Now, when you go to Judges 6, and you read from verse 1 to 15, there are certain strongholds over there, of which we discuss only five. Judges 6, verse 1. Why do we talk about strongholds now? They are things of which we have to overcome on this earth. If we are able to overcome them, you succeed. And how do you overcome them? You overcome them through prayer. And whilst you continue praying, you might have wings like an eagle, and you can fly over them. The first stronghold to overcome as a praying child of God is sin. When you read Judges 6, it says, the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Why did God give the Israelites into the hands of Midian for 7 years? And when you read, you see, whenever they have their harvest, the Midianites will come and then take all of them away. Because of what? Sin. The Bible says they did what was evil in the sight of sin. And when we say that God is the same yesterday, today, and then tomorrow and forever, the same God. If God gave the Israelites, a nation purposed and chosen by God, to the Midianites to be punished for 7 years, what about a Ghana man? Your own baby, even more than 7 years. There are sin going on all over. Don't talk about gayism and homosexuality and all those things which were some time ago hidden, but now erupting. Some people will never talk truth. When it's 8 a.m. in the morning, you ask them for time, they will look at your face and they will tell you it's 2 p.m. Sin! Sin! They won't go about to scandalize and then stab the backs of people. Going about with false proclaims about their friends. They go to church. The offering is one CD. But they have the power and audacity, the anointing to buy credit 10 CDs and talk about people. Same. All around in the church. You have to mount out wings like an eagle in order to fly over them. And that is prayer. We've got some men around, even when they see a goat wearing skirts, they will propose to the goat. Sin all around. The Bible says the Israelites did what was evil in the sight of God. And give them to the Midianites for 7 years. You might be in a problem. That problem might be, the base might have been that of sin that we are committed. But today, in the name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, those sins will go away from our life under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sin will never have power over us. You know, sin becomes something which we usually than unconscious. It's taking part of our mind. So we unconsciously do it, and then after that we come by ourselves. Why did I do it? It's in our spirit. But we have to mount out wings like an eagle. And then we have freedom. Sin number two, stronghold number two. And the hand of Midian overpowered Israel. And because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves the things that are in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds. Because of the people of Midian, the Israelites had made rooms and houses in the mountains. They've left their homes and went into the valleys, into the mountains and made their homes over there. Why? Because of fear. They were afraid of the Midianites. Another stronghold which pimps people down is fear. There are most of you here who are even afraid to enter their rooms when there's no light in the room. Fear. Some people are even afraid that they will die. That's fear. They always have the spirit of death following them. And because of that, they are always afraid. This afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ, any spirit of fear, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. No, some people are very good at school. They are very, very good. They write exams and they fail because of fear. They are even afraid of examinations. Some people have to take steps in order to grow up, to make money, but because of fear. Some of you are here who have not visited their hometowns for about 12 years ago because your parents have told you that when you get back to your hometown, you will die. Today, we cancel it. We shall go to our hometown. We even call the Busiapani and then tell them that we are coming. Why? We have Jesus Christ. If you believe me, shout hallelujah. Tell your friend, I'm not afraid. Tell him, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm going to mount out wings like an eagle and I will go over fear. I'm not afraid of anything here because I have Jesus Christ. Nothing. I'm not afraid of anything. Because of fear, the Israelites left their homes and made rooms, that's dens in the mountains. Don't be afraid of anything. Then when you go to verse 12, there's another stronghold over there. It says, let's come down to 12 and 13. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Gideon was hiding in the bush. And then an angel of the Lord went to Gideon and said, Gideon, you are a mighty man. We are a strong man. We are sending you to go and fight and deliver the Israelites from the hands of the Midianites. You know what Gideon said? He said, who I am? We've heard that God delivered our people from the hands of the Egyptians. And God prepared a way for us to cross the Red Sea. We've heard about all this. If the Lord is with us, why is it that we are suffering like this? And the angel was right beside Gideon. That the spirit of unbelief. The angel told him, go and fight. He said, no, I won't go. I'm afraid. Spirit of unbelief. Let me tell you, God can do everything and anything at any time. Just believe in the Lord. Then have faith in God. And upon that faith, you can rise up and mount up wings like an eagle. Believe it. No matter what happens, your vision will come true. The only thing is for you to believe. God has destined you and purposed you to grow up to be somebody great in this nation. Only believe. Only what? Believe. Only believe. God has given us 70 years when you read the Psalms. And by his grace, he can give you up to 80. I believe it. I believe it. Whether I'm a sickler or not, I know and I believe I'll go over 80. That's my belief. So you have to believe that God can do everything. But Gideon said, this one is happening. I don't believe. If God is on our side, what are all these things happening unto us? And then another stronghold to overcome is seen in verse 15. And he said, no, let's come to verse 14. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Do not I send you? And he said to him, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh. Dangerous. This is what I call family connection. The Lord is sending him. Go. And you, the little mite, you have to fight against the Midianites to set the Israelites free. And then Gideon was complaining, referring to his family, that my family in Manasseh is the weakest. Family connections. Brethren, don't be connected to the negative things in the family. There are families of which at age 50, it seems there is a line over there. At age 50, you can never cross it. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these connections in the family, we cancel it. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it. We are not part of it. In the name of Jesus, we shall grow and scale over that line, that imaginary line that has been set up in the family to kill people. I say we shall scale over. Tell your friend, I'm not part of the family. Spiritually, I'm not part of it. Tell him, I'm not part of it. Gideon was referring to the negative things in the family. There are certain families, poverty is there. Poverty. Poverty. If you buy bicycle in the family, the next day, you die. So upon all the work and allowances he's doing, he always go by trotro. He is connected to the negative things in the family. Today I'm announcing to you under the voice of the Holy Spirit that any negative connections, any cord that is connected to your spirit from the family, any negative one, we cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say we cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not part spiritually of my family. No. No. I'm not part of it. I'm not part of it. No. In my family, we had medical officers. They were all drunkards. We have two lawyers in the family. They were all my uncles. They were all drunkards and chain smokers. That's the family. That's the family. I met them. They were always sending me to go and buy a drink. I met them. Then you know, when I got to know all these things, I said, no. I'm not going to be connected with all these negative things in the family. I prayed and mounted up wings like an eagle. And through that, I overcame it. I don't drink. My brother who follows me doesn't drink. He's a presiding elder. The next one is also a presiding elder. Nobody in my family now drinks. You are going to be a point for the family. All the negative things in the family are going to be eroded, invaded in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you observed that? There's no one in your family who has grown gray hair. The oldest person, the Busiapani in your family, is a young man like you. At 45, you have to die. Today, the Messiah is around. That cord is going to be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why? We mount out wings like an ogre, and a fry to the highest point of the mountain. It has no connections with us. The last stronghold I'll talk about is still on verse 15. And he said to him, "Priest, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house." Hey, Gideon! He's saying, "Lord, I am the least. I mean nothing in the house. I'm the smallest. I have nothing. I'm the poorest. I'm the most uneducated person in the family. I don't owe anything. I mean nothing to any person. I'm the least." That is what I term inferiority complex. inferiority complex. You know, some people are so much debased to the extent that when they are opening glass doors, they are afraid to enter. Inferiority complex. I'm not part of it. I can't do it. I can't go there. When somebody even promises him, I will take you to America, he will say, ah, what am I going to do in America? Inferiority complex. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit should move away. I say, that spirit should move away. We shall fly high. What others have done, we also can what? Do it. Somebody has risen up to be a professor. I can also become what? A professor. If it's a professor, what? What does that mean? It's not anything. I'm not inferior to him. If he is acquired, I can also acquire it. If it's God, a store with four doors, it's not superior to me. I can also make it up and get a store with eight doors. You didn't hear me. Don't let that spirit of inferiority compressed control you. God has created us the same, but your destiny is in your own hands. Gideon said, I'm the least in Israel. Today, you are not the least. I say, you are not the least. I say, you are not the least. You have some energy hidden in you. Potential energy. There is a certain spiritual potential energy that is hidden in you. It has to come out to override all inferiority complex in your life. Your father is a farmer. Good. Your mother is a cassava Sarah. Good. But you, in the presence of God, you are somebody. Do you agree with me? Stand up and shout hallelujah. Nothing can pin us down. Nothing can pin us down. Nothing can pin us down. We shall rise up and mount up wings like an eagle. We shall never faint. We shall never weary. We continue to walk. We shall continue to run in the name of Jesus Christ, and we shall rise up. Hey, we shall rise up. Hey, I say we shall rise up. Hey, I say we shall rise up. Hey, we are flying up. We are mounting up. Yes, like the eagle. In the name of Jesus, nothing can stop us. I say nothing. I say nothing can stop you. My sister, nothing can stop you. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah. A clap of offering unto the Lord. I don't want to hear that statement. I'm the least. I can't marry. It's nonsense. Before the power of the Holy Spirit, that statement is what? Nonsense. You get married. Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Let me see a wave. Hey! 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 Kinabarabasata. Shebaba. This is a camp meeting with a difference. We are tapping the goodies from the message throne of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaac says to Jacob, among your siblings, every one of them will bow down before you. The same way, your Abusiapani will bow down before you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why? You are going to mount up wings like an eagle and you fly to the apex. You fly to the topmost part. You fly and continue to fly. Nobody can pursue you. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hey. 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 Those who pursue you with death, they will retreat and will move forward. You didn't hear me. Those who pursue you with death, they will retreat and you move on. You move to the sun. You move to the stars. You be the highest in the family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. Clap for the Lord. Clap unto the Lord. We are going to overcome sin. Sin will be not part of us. We cannot be perfect like Jesus Christ. But the sins we unconsciously do, we are going to evade them all off. Fear will run away from us. I say fear will run away from you. From today, you go to your hometown and you come out victorious. I know you have a taxi. It's a gift from God. But because of fear, you don't want anybody to see that you bought the taxi. So if you've written the name of your friend on the taxi, eventually because of fear, your friend will take that taxi away. Let everybody know God has blessed you with a burden. Let the whole family know that you have a taxi. Let everybody know that you have a plot of land. But if you are like the other bears, fear will subdue you. Inferiority complex. I don't want to hear that statement. Akufo-Addo has done it. He's the president of Ghana. Good. You can also be the president of Ghana one day. You didn't hear me? Akufo-Addo is somebody's son. You are also somebody's son. You are also somebody's daughter. One day, you can also rise up to be like him. There's nothing like I can't do it. I'm not part of it. I'm not built to do it. We cancel it. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and say, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. Say it as many times as you can. Hey! 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 I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my sinews. I can feel it in my spirit. I can feel it in my blood. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah. A cup of offering unto the Lord. I get excited when I'm under the feet of Jesus Christ. I like to be under the feet of Jesus Christ. The family connections. In the family, any lady that gets wedded is delayed in giving birth to a baby. Family connection. I say, I cancel it. You didn't hear me. I say, I cancel it. All wombs will be fruitful. Hey! All wombs will be fruitful. All wombs will be fruitful. If there's a particular disease in the family, let them take it. There's diabetes in the family. Let them take it. Tell them, take it. I'm not part of it. Spiritually, I'm not part of it. And it's true. Your uncle died out of diabetes. Your uncle's brother also died out of diabetes. You can see that your mother also died out of diabetes. It is prevalent in the family. Today! And then negative family connections. We cancel it. I say I cancel it. I say I cancel it. Poverty in the house. I cancel it. In the name of Jesus Christ. I will rise over poverty. I will rise over poverty. I will rise over poverty. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it? Stand up and jump whilst you are turning. Shababa! Hey! Kilabara Matata! Spirit. Let me tell you something. Some people see ministers in the Apostolic Church as being very poor. I have never yielded to that statement anywhere at all. If they are poor, they can take it. I am not poor. I walk over poverty. I walk over poverty. I want you to walk over poverty. Walk over poverty. Walk over poverty. Walk over poverty. We are walking over poverty. We are mounting up. We are mounting up. We are mounting up. We are walking over poverty. Walk over poverty. Continue to walk over poverty. Kina barabasata. Shababa. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We fire. We are going to mount our bricks like the eagle. We are mounting our bricks like an eagle. Continue to pray. I say pray, pray, pray. Yes, 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 yes. Pray, pray, pray. Nothing can stop you. I said nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. You soar high. You soar up high. Nothing can stop you. I said nothing can stop you. I said nothing can stop you. We are moving forward. No retreat. We are not going back. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. Under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, continue to pray. Pray. Yes, continue to pray. Yes. Open your mouth. Don't be tied up. Yes, 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 yes. I say pray. Don't close your mouth. We are soaring high. We are moving up. We are moving up to the highest point. Yes, we shall never be in the valley. We shall never be the tail. Yes, we shall be the head. Never be the tail. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kirabarabasata. Continue to pray. I say pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kirabarabasata. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I can feel the power. I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. The power is moving. The anointing is flowing. The power is moving. The anointing is flowing. When I remember what the Lord has done, go back anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. I say, when I remember what the Lord has done, go back anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, go back. Hallelujah! No! 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 Shababa! Thank you.
Barra Satashi Baba. He paid the debt I did not own. I owned the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Lord Jesus, baby. Raise up your two hands, let the room be silenced. Some people among you of which the Holy Spirit will touch them. The Holy Spirit is going to touch them for a special purpose. God is going to raise them to be millionaires in the church. And they are going to support the apostle camp meetings and the entire church in general.
Amen.
Master Holy Spirit, touch them now. Master Holy Spirit, touch them now. Master Holy Spirit, these are the people you are going to raise them with money. Master, own them out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Master. We got people, Father, who are going to be fathers to other people. Father, touch them. They are going to make people laugh. Father, touch them. Yes. King, now basa tashe baba. They are going to make people laugh. They are going to make people happy. Because you, Lord, is going to raise them up. No matter their age. No matter their educational background. No matter the family they are coming out from. Yes. It has started now. The Holy Spirit touched them one after the other. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is going to raise them, make them money. Make money in their hands. The money will be in their hands. Yes, the money will be in their hands. The money will be in their hands to help the church. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, it has started with one man over there. Yes, yes, money is going to flow in their hands. Yes, money is going to flow in their hands. I say, money is going to flow in their hands for the church. Kina Barabasata. My Lord who began it,
He will accomplish it. The My Lord who began it, He will accomplish it. Oh, it is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning. Yeah.
There's one among you who can actually feel poverty in the house. The father hasn't got it, the mother hasn't got it. It's just a struggle in life. God is going to raise that person up. Holy Spirit, touch that person now with a shout. Shekinah Baraba. Yes. We come against all powers of poverty. Now open your mouth and pray. Poverty out. 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 Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Discard all poverty. Poverty out. Poverty out. Poverty out. Yes. Lord, deliver your people from poverty. Lord, deliver your people from poverty. Lord, deliver your people from poverty. Your seat, please sit down. Take it to your seats. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is here. The Master is hovering around. Those people who were touched by the Holy Spirit, please come forward. Let me pray and make a seal on it. Those who were touched, please come forward. God is going to put money in your purse and in your pocket. But that money is not for you. It's for the church. You are just going to be custodians of it. It's okay, leave them. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, leave them. Leave them now. Leave them. Leave them. It's okay, sister. It's okay, leave them. Let me pray for them. Let me pray for them. Let me pray for them. Look at my face. You. God is going to raise you up in your family. And when God raises you up, don't be proud. Father, if really this word comes from you, let be a sign of it. Touch them one after the other. Touch them, Master Holy Spirit, one after the other. Touch them one after the other. Master Holy Spirit, touch them one after the other. In the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them one after the other. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch them one after the other. In the name of Jesus, touch them one after the other. In the name of Jesus, touch them one after the other. I raise up my hand under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I put a seal on the wealth. that has been auctioned and bought by the power of the Holy Spirit in your lives, that will handle money to help the church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be on your feet. The eagle can live up to 120 years. Statistically, it's true. The eagle can live up to 120 years. I want you to proclaim to the Lord the age that you want to live on this earth. And I tell you this afternoon, no power, no wizard, no witches can terminate your life. Start praying. Say something unto the Lord. Yes, the age. How long would you like to be on this earth? Yes, start praying. Start praying. Pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. I said pray, pray. How long would you like to be on this earth? Yes, open your mouth. And pray, and pray. Malaria cannot kill you. Diabetes cannot kill you. Hypertension cannot kill you. Kidney problems cannot kill you. No wizard can kill you. No witches can kill you. No occultic powers can kill you. In the name of Jesus, please sit down, take it to your seats. A clap of offering unto the Lord, please. And then scream alongside with that. And shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Came here purposely to be healed of a hidden disease. The master is working through you. The Holy Spirit will touch you now. You go home healed. I say you will go home healed. You are there with your friends, but they don't know you. They don't know that you have that secret sickness. The Holy Spirit is healing you now. Yes, He 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 is healing you now. Yes, He's healing you now. Yes, He's healing you now. In the name of Jesus, yes, He's healing you now. He's healing you now. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. Be on your feet. Probably this is going to be the last prayer. Do you know that in Africa, people can change destinies? Are you aware of that? When you tell the white man that some people can change your destiny, you will not understand it. But in Africa, you are going to school, you go. He will tell you, you go. After completion of school, all the work you do, he will siphon the money and give to his child. It's not applicable in the Western world, but in Africa, it's working. Our roots are bad. Me wa dan fu pa bia oko ma me ojina machi sodo beriman. Me wa dan fu pa bia oko ma me ojina machi sodo beriman. Nidi ni ya Yesu kunim tinino adini moja na bobe oba wa mamadi mata fuso miwo Yesu di misu rotom misu rotom misu rotom Yesu koma me misu rotom misu rotom misu rotom Yesu koma me
misu rotom
mi wa danfu pa bia oko ma me ojina
ma chi so don very ma mi wa danfu pa
bia oko ma me
ojina ma chi so don very ma
ditini yesu kunim ni
la 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 la
Raise up your right hand. Iradio Muna Midi Mire Mashe Ama Mani Mwangu Sida Iradio Muna Midi Mire Majo Ama Mani Mwangu Sida Iradio Muna Midi Mire Mashe Ama Mani Mwangu Sida Iradio Muna Midi Mire Mashe Ama Mani Mwangu Sida Yesu Muna Yesu muna enkwawo Yesu muna midi mire mache ama mani mwa hidden or revealed one that we have for me, let nobody take it away from me. Let me tell you, even your handkerchief is your property. Nobody should take it away from you. Your land is for you. Nobody should take it away from you. Your children, your properties, nobody should take them away from you. We are going into the throne of God with serious prayer and tell the Lord, Father, any property that I have, even the pen I used to write, Father, let no one take it away from me. You may think you don't have any property, but in the spiritual realm, God has instituted a property for you to be achieved in 2 years, 1 year, 3 years time. Somebody may sit on it. We are telling God, oh, Father, any property that you have for me, let nobody tell. Yes, open your mouth and pray. Let's pray, pray, pray,
pray. Oh God, may you protect my property, that no thief will come in to steal my property. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, anybody assigned to steal, to rob my property, I pray this afternoon. Oh God, let the angels have the spots to trust them. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Encounter them.
Yes.
Whatever belongs to me, in the name of Jesus, it is secure in the blood of Jesus. In the prayer, I'm entitled to enjoy the blood of Jesus. It is protected.
Yes.
No power, no spirit, no entity, no robber can take away from me. Everything that belongs to me, materially, physically, emotionally.
Jesus. Disappointments. You've written applications from one company to another. But anytime you go, they tell you stories. Disappointments. Some nice guys come to you to marry you. They go away and they don't come back again. In the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
I stand in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And I cancel and come against all disappointments from your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Start to pray. Against disappointments.
Yes.
We cancel it in the name of Jesus. No disappointment. In the name of Jesus. No disappointment again. We cancel it. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let there be silence in the room. Why are you saying they cannot marry? We don't have power to turn around the destiny of someone. They are here under the power of the Holy Spirit. And they are mounting up wings like an eagle to fly over your head. You cannot pursue them again. You cannot get to the level that they are. Father, in the spirit of disappointment, Jesus, operating under the spiritual realms of anybody here, Jesus, in the soul here, you are a spirit, negative one. Yes, go away from their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is releasing somebody. Disappointment is marriage. Yes, loose. I say loose.
Yes, Lord.
Disappointment in marriage. I say loose.
Yes, Lord.
I say loose.
Amen.
I say loose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I say loose. I say loose. Yes. She will get married. She will marry. She will marry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Master, release them. Release them. Yes, release them from disappointments. Yes. Yes. Disappointment from jobs. Yes, disappointments from jobs, from marriage. Release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, release them, release them, release them, release them, release them. I say release them. Master, release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, 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 yes. They will get married. I say they will get married. In the name of Jesus, you cannot stop them. You cannot stop them. That connection, I cancel it from the family in the name of Jesus Christ. That cord. Yes, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. They will get married. I say they will get married. Disappointments out. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where will I be? Where will I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Raise up your two hands now. Raise up your two hands. Raise up your two hands. Please stretch up your hands right. Stretch up your hands. Promise you that he will come and pick you to America. It has come to a time you call him and he doesn't pick your calls. That chain is broken. Holy Spirit, touch that person. That chain is broken. Holy Spirit, touch that person. That barrier is removed. That mountain is removed. The way is clear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, come down right now. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, come down. I'm giving you 1 minute to pray unto the Lord, asking him to endow you and endue you with the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, give me the power of the Holy Spirit, anointing, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is going to be our last prayer. Open your mouth and say, the Lord, and the gift that is appropriate for me. Father, let me have it. I'm ready to take it. I'm ready to take the Holy Spirit. I'm ready to take the gift attached to it. Yes, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here. Yes, he's breathing into some of you who gave the gift of healing. Master Holy Spirit, let us see them. Gift of healing is flowing. Gift of healing is flowing. Yes. Gift of healing is flowing. Hospital, touch them with a shout now. Touch them, Master. Touch them now. Master, touch them with a shout. Yes, touch them with a shout. Gift of prophecy. Your people are ready to take it. Yes, with a shout. Gift of prophecy. Manifest in the lives of your people. Master Holy Spirit. The gift of discernment. Yeah, the gift of discernment. Yes, with a shout. Touch them. Working of miracles. Working of miracles. Working of miracles. Yes. Touch them. Yes, knowledge. Word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please be on your seat now. Let somebody scream to the glory of God. Hey! Shout hallelujah! Amen. We want to confirm that touch, that testimony. No, those people were touched. Please come forward. Gideon said, Lord, if you are the one who have sent me, let it rain unto this portion of the land, but I did not touch the skin, and it rained. Bring her here. Bring her here. The fire is burning. Even just as you are sitting down there, the Holy Spirit is touching you. The Holy Spirit is touching you. It's touching you. The Master is touching you now. In the name of Jesus, the Master is touching you. In the name of Jesus, the Master is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ.